Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit. Bandwidth for Android App Arena is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Android App Arena, episode 116 for Wednesday, September 21st, 2016. New parents. This episode of Android App Arena is brought to you by Zipcar. Zipcar is the largest car sharing network in the world. To earn $25 in driving credit, visit joinzipcar.com/twit. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Android App Arena. I'm your host, Jason Howell. Now, I've had requests from some fans, anyway, of this show to feature a few apps for new parents. I don't know if you've heard, but parenting is really hard work, like incredibly hard. Sometimes you wonder if you'll make it to the end of the day, but you do it because that baby is about the most adorable thing you've ever seen in your entire life. Mushy, I know, but it's true. When my wife and I had our two girls, we sought comfort, knowledge, and assistance in a number of ways. Books, of course, but also apps that would allow us to keep track of the many things, the many duties that we had as parents of a newborn, particularly because in some cases, the pediatrician needed certain information that we would have a hard time providing without those apps. Here are three apps that I've found now that are ideal for new parents of babies in this week's roundup. It used to be that if you wanted to track the schedule of your baby, you had to do it all with paper and pencil. Then your doctor would ask for details on things like feedings and stuff like that, and you had to dig that out and bring it, hoping you logged it all appropriately while suffering from a severe lack of sleep. Now we have apps for that. One of them is Feed Baby. Let's first set up our baby inside the app. We have the chance to select a theme for the app to make it look kind of nice. And here's the main screen. Now, up top are a few buttons to track your baby's feeding schedule. If mom is breastfeeding baby, tapping L or R will allow her to keep track of those feedings. A timer actually kicks off to log exactly how long it's taken baby to feed. It also helps her know which side to feed baby on next time if she switches up the schedule, because in the sleep-induced coma that you're in when you have a baby like this, it becomes very difficult to remember. Now, once done, that information is logged in the summary below, and mom can switch sides. If baby takes a bottle, you just tap the bottle button and enter how much baby will be given, with indicators for whether baby gets formula, milk, water, or anything else. And if baby has moved on to solids, tapping the food button pulls up an easy-to-select menu of basic baby foods, along with the quantity that you're giving. It may take some practice, but once you get into the habit of logging this information, it can become incredibly useful both to groggy parents who forget in their haze exactly when and what baby got last, but also for the pediatrician who might need to know this information for diagnosis or general healthcare later. As the app is used more, the information will populate charts to make visualization a bit easier, and all of this information is summarized in a number of ways to get a clear understanding of your baby's feeding habits and routines over time. And guess what? That's just feedings. The side menu has selections for tracking everything from diaper changes to sleeping to growth, baths, vaccinations, and more. You could get really OCD with this if you wanted to, though you might want to just get some sleep while you can instead and use it for the most important things instead. The free version has ads and limits on syncing. An in-app premium upgrade costs $4.99, and with that, you get unlimited backup and sync, an ad-free experience, and customer support when needed. Find Feed Baby in the Play Store now. There are a few baby trackers in the Play Store, and since you'll be using these apps multiple times a day, it's good to have options. So let's also check out Baby Daybook and see if it's the right one for you. First, we'll add baby to the app with all the important details, and here is the daily activity screen. Now, up top is a side-scrolling carousel of the different activities to track inside Baby Daybook. Breastfeeding, for example, brings up a left and right side timer to kick off the process. Once done, that activity is logged down below under today's date. I'll go ahead and tap on diaper change and log the time of the last change. And once done, and that too will appear below in the order that it occurred. We're basically creating a timeline for every day in a visual way here. Sure, baby had some tummy time, so I'll go ahead and log that. And then we went for a walk outside for a few minutes, so we'll put that in there. Now we have a full timeline, and above that is a snapshot of sorts where each category will tabulate the totals for the day when they have been repeated throughout to get a bigger glimpse at that day's progress. There's a large list of activities to track, so dive in, see which ones mean the most to you. That's the most important part. Now let's slide out the side tray and tap into growth, where we can track baby's development, including comparisons to the weight, height, and head size percentiles. Baby Daybook is free, but to get the most out of it, you'll want to upgrade to Pro for $3.99. That will give you access to the timeline feature, a nice visual on all the activities that take place day after day, week after week. Pro also gives access to the statistics section that tracks all categories over time and surfaces summaries of them based on your own criteria. Pro also removes ads and allows for the export of data outside the app. Find Baby Daybook in the Play Store right now. Now, when you're a parent of a newborn or toddler, it may seem like suddenly, out of nowhere, your little angel becomes possessed by something otherworldly, possibly even demonic. The fact that it happens so suddenly and without warning makes it even harder to manage or understand as a parent, especially a new parent. Here's an app based on science that examines babies' mental health and milestones during development that really helped our family to have a better understanding of what might be the cause of those sudden shifts in character. The app is called Baby Wonder Weeks Milestones. And to get started, you simply add your child by name, due date, or birth date if you choose, gender, and more. It's meant to follow the progression of your baby as he or she gets older. Here's a summary of the first leap, also known as the world of changing sensations. Here I'm told that sometime around 4.5 weeks after baby's due date, we might start to actually see developmental shifts that result in above average fussiness. I'm given a summary of the changes to baby's body during this particular leap, as well as cognitive developments and what kind of temperament to expect as a parent. Tapping abilities details the things baby learns out of experiencing this particular leap and what some parents have actually noticed specifically about their own babies at this stage. Signs shows some of the clues that might indicate a Wonder Week milestone is in effect. And in this case, crying without normal reasons is there, a longing for more physical contact than usual, obsessive feeding, and more. Finally, help shows how you can comfort baby through this milestone. We'll slide out the side tab and tap into leaps. Here you'll see a list of all of the leaps to expect over the course of your baby's first 76 weeks. With both of our kids, we found this to be incredibly helpful at reading our baby's needs and really helped show us that there was nothing out of the ordinary and everything was going according to plan. You know how they say there is no manual for being a parent? This is pretty darn close to one. Find Baby Wonder Weeks Milestones in the Play Store now for $1.99. Wonder Weeks sounds kind of far-fetched, that there's this like roadmap to how baby will act or develop right down to the week, but we actually found it to be incredibly accurate once you really noticed it. I highly recommend you check out the book called The Wonder Weeks for a further illustration of the science and rationale behind the leaps that are detailed inside the app. One of the best books we read on the subject as new parents, hands down. All right, before we move on, let's thank the sponsor of today's episode, and that is Zipcar. Zipcar is the world's largest car sharing network, operating in over 500 cities, towns, colleges, and more than 50 airports around the world. Zipcar provides a cost-effective alternative to car ownership. Zipsters only pay for the time they actually use a vehicle and have no responsibility for additional costs. Drive cars by the hour or by the day with gas and insurance included. With Zipcar, you'll have the freedom to choose when and where you want to drive. Zipcar's self-service vehicles are available on demand. They're located conveniently, so you can go to the reserved parking spots in your neighborhood to find one. Reserve your Zipcar in minutes, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by calling or visiting the website. You can simply book the vehicle of your choosing and unlock your selected vehicle with your Zipcar. Zipcar offers over 50 makes and models of cars that range from environmentally friendly hybrids, EVs, and PHEVs to luxury vehicles, SUVs, pickup trucks, and cargo vans. You'll have the option to choose the make, model, type, and even color of the vehicle you want based on the needs of each trip and the available Zipcars in your area. Reserving, accessing, and using a Zipcar is as easy as getting cash from an ATM. And car sharing is good for the environment. Don't forget, Zipsters reduce their personal CO2 emissions by between 1,100 and 1,600 pounds per year. For wheels when you want them and $25 in driving credit, just go to joinzipcar.com/twit. That's joinzipcar.com/twit. And we thank Zipcar for their support of Android App Arena. All right, up next, Google finally got around to releasing its much-anticipated new app. No, not Allo. It's this week's big app. Google is really, really good at scanning your email for context about you that can be beneficial to your life and probably their pocketbook. Some may feel strange about this, but the reality is that our inboxes have a ton of stuff in them, which can make managing that information a challenge later. Take travel, for example. Sure, my inbox has all of my official travel arrangements in there somewhere, but how do I organize that to get ready for an upcoming adventure? Enter Google Trips, an app that does this for you automatically. Here is my trips role. Scrolling back, I can see all the reservations I've ever made since I started using my Gmail account. Let's jump in to January 2013, where I took a trip to Washington, D.C. Here I'm shown a few categories that'll be useful to me if this was a trip in the future coming up while I travel. Reservations houses any hotel or flight reservations made for me with all flights cataloged and pertinent information inside each when tapped. You'll also get car and hotel reservations in there if you happen to have those as well. Things to do shows a number of activities and locations that I can check out while I'm there. Those are broken into categories that really cover the gamut of options from museums to art destinations to kid-friendly places and so much more. Any of these can be favorited. And that's important. Doing so throws that selection into my saved places. And we'll talk about why that's important in a second. Food and drink lets you find some tasty places to visit when hunger strikes. And go ahead and favorite a few there too while you're at it. Now, with all of that favoriting, now we can go into day plans. And this is where the app shines. Here, you can plan out your days based on your favorited places, meaning Google Trips will plan out an itinerary that best maps out your goals, but it also uses its own smarts to offer up new ideas to the mix as well. Save out your itinerary, and now your day is totally planned for you. There are a number of pre-planned agendas in there as well, so you want to take a look at those. There's also information for how to get around, as well as important information to know during your travel to this particular location. And finally, all of this is available for offline storage, meaning you won't need data access when you get there, which can be costly or quite simply unavailable to you. Find Google Trips in the Play Store now. Google Trips is cool and all, but seriously, where is Allo? That's what I really, really want. Maybe next week. All right, we have some breaking news. I hate to interrupt you, Jason Howell, but we have some late breaking news. This show that you're watching right now was recorded late last night, but not apparently late enough. We finished recording at 8 p.m. Shortly thereafter, 9 p.m., Allo was officially released. Yes, I'm getting reports that it's actually out on Android and iOS. It's available. So I'm being told that I will be covering this on next week's episode. So it was my mistake. Clearly misspoke. We will talk about Allo next week. All right, Jason Howell, back to you. Send me your favorite apps and categories to arena@twit.tv. You can also post those to the subreddit. That's androidapparena.reddit.com. The show plays live every Wednesday around 5 p.m. Pacific following tech news today at twit.tv/live. And new episodes will appear later that evening in the feeds and on the show page at twit.tv/arena. All right, that's it, folks. Thanks for joining me today. My name is Jason Howell, and I'll see you next week in the arena.